Christ, and Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly disciples and our apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Cosomento agio evangelii.
Smarut in jevies neoch in efranim im schoen stenigum, kirie flugis unik tuka, ataru kanagio evangelio to ananos man.
Stand up in the fear of the Lord and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May his best be thus. Amen.
Ben Shom, ois, open nunti, open sutin, open unutiren, Isus, via Christus, epshini, emef nunti et onchpi o unav shayne. Pi o ufa pen nunti pi.
Psalms of our father David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. The Lord is their strength, and He is the saving refuge of His anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is, who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." "There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one who he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, for her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And when he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven," and those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sin?" Then he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Glory.